Wine of Wyoming. It was a hot afternoon in Wyoming. The mountains were a long way away, and you could see snow on their tops. But they made no shadow, and in the valley the grain fields were yellow. The road was dusty with cars passing, and all the small wooden houses at the edge of town were baking in the sun. There was a tree-made shade over Fontaine's back porch, and I sat there at a table, and Madame Fontaine brought up cold beer from the cellar. A motor car turned off the main road and came up the side road and stopped beside the house. Two men got out and came in through the gate. I put the bottles under the table. Madame Fontaine stood up.
"Where's Sam?"
one of the men asked at the screen door.
"He ain't here. He's at the mines."
"You got some beer?"
"No, ain't got any beer. That's the last bottle, all gone."
"What's he drinking?"
"That's the last bottle, all gone."
"Come on, give us some beer, you know me."
"Ain't got any beer, that's the last bottle, all gone."
"Come on, let's go someplace where we can get some real beer,"
one of them said, and they went out to the car. One of them walked unsteadily. The motor car jerked in starting, whirled on the road, and went on and away.
"Put the beer on the table," Madame Fontaine said. "What's the matter, yes? All right? What's the matter? Don't drink off the floor."
"I didn't know who they were," I said.
"They're drunk," she said. "That's what makes the trouble. Then they go somewhere else and they say they got it here. Maybe they don't even remember."
She spoke French, but it was only French occasionally. And there were many English words and some English constructions. "Where's Fontaine?"
"Il fait de la vendange." "Oh, my God, il est crazy pour le vin."
"But you like the beer."
"Oui, j'aime la bière, mais Fontaine, il est crazy pour le vin."